The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Yo, what's good, everyone? It's DJ Untold, and I'm going to give y'all a brief introduction on what I'm going to talk about in the course of the podcast. In open eyes, I'll be talking about past and modern conspiracy theories of every genre.
What's good, y'all? It's DJ Untold, and welcome to the 7th episode of Open Eyes. This episode, we got another special guest that believes in hidden and wild takes of the world of unknown. He is a good friend of mine that I met in high school, and from the start, he was already speaking on theories that you never knew existed. Meet Josh. From the first episode of Open Eyes, I knew that he would be a perfect guest to have on in the show, because he knows a little too much of conspiracy theories. And here's Josh.
Yo, my name is Josh. Let's see. I've known Chris for about almost 5-6 years. The first time we interacted was when I was a junior and a freshman. And, you know, he was asking me, like, as a kuya, he's like, hey, what are some things to, like, look out for in high school? And I was like, you know, as life goes on, you know, you got to keep your circle small. And I also told him, it's okay to know, like, a lot of people and all that. But just make sure to keep your circle small. But after that, eventually we started playing basketball. And the more we hung out, we had some like interesting conversations, you know, between like basketball theories and all that. And that's how we kicked it off.
And yep, that's how we met. Spiraling through our first conversation we had about basketball and theories, do you remember how you got into thinking of conspiracy theories?
I think I got into conspiracy theories because like I like to think a lot. I like to think of like different directions. So like a lot of what ifs, and that goes for like life, you know, stories, you know, eating this, eating that, drinking this, drinking that, you know, it goes for everything. So, yeah, that's what got me into it. I think there's one story or theory that I really stand on is, trees hold spirits, or like there's a lot of spiritual things going on with trees. You know, you like you see it a lot in like horror movies. You see ghosts around it. You see a lot of haunted woods with like fog and all that. So yeah, I think trees got spirits. So with my experience, I used to live in the Philippines until the age of 6, until I moved here. So while I was there in Baguio, I used to live up in the hills. A lot of fog, a lot of trees, and it's very, very cold. So that could, like, indicate, you know, there could be spirits around. And I think I could be wrong. Like, near my house, there's a freeway, right? Apparently, a car crashed and the people died. So I think when I was about 4, maybe 5, I had this babysitter, or in the Philippines, we call it Yaya. She said in the basement floor, she saw was a little boy and a little girl just standing there. And from to this day, I'm like, shoot, I think ghosts might be real. And then based off of that, I was like, shoot, I just be thinking about it all the time, all day. And I want to say from like the age of 6, the most recent one was like possession. I had a neighbor that got possessed, I think. But that's all I remember. I was like 6 years old, so don't like take me for granted for that.
Would that story of ghosts, or like in the Philippines, would that be your favorite conspiracy theory?
Yeah, I say it's up there. Reason being is because I don't know. I don't have a really good reason, but I think that's something I stand on and like really believe on.
Branching through that, do you think believing in it can be harmful, harmless, or even helpful?
I think that depends. I do think like spirits and like ghosts. I think just ghosts. Ghosts are bad spirits, feed off of like, you know, negative energy. So if you have negative energy, you know, it could be like very negative and like harmful towards you. But if you know, if you're just curious and stuff, maybe they wouldn't like, you know, be harmful towards you. Maybe they could be like playful, maybe like a jokester towards you. But I'm gonna go into like, I'm gonna be a weeb for a bit. Those that know like anime and stuff, like if you guys know Chainsaw Man, you know, if something is most feared, you know, that ghost or demon will manifest. So if you know, you know, that's like the reference I'm trying to get at.
From that, have you experienced any ghosts or spirits lately?
Lately, if it's like the past year, I don't think so. But like, I want to say, when did I move here? 8 years. 8 years into, you know, Central Valley. I think I've heard like a mimic one time. Because like, one time I came home from school, you know, I was doing homework. No one was home, right? No one was home. I was doing my homework in my room. And I thought I heard my mom call my name. She was like, all I heard was Josh from the kitchen. And then Chris knows I got like a decent hallway. So from my room to the kitchen, I would think someone would be calling me. That's like one of the instances. I think another one would be spiritually experiencing would be like when my grandpa died, I think. Because the night he died, I think he sent me a message in my dream. Because that night, my grandfather was, I call him Tata, he's my grandpa. So my Tata was going through COVID at the time. So he was like really, really bad condition, so like 50-50. So I'm going to say like about 3 in the morning, I had a dream where my grandma texted me that my grandpa died. And that's when I woke up. But like instantly when I woke up, my mom knocked on my door. I was like, there's no way you're about to tell me what's true. And she came in telling me what was true in my dream. So I think that was like the most recent one, which is like about 4-5 years ago. So yeah, that's my most recent experience.
From that, has it changed your behavior or belief in any way?
Like towards spirits?
Yeah.
I think so. Like I'm more of on the neutral side. So like, you know, I don't want to be like too negative saying like, oh, I don't believe it. But I also don't want to be like too, like, you know, over glazing it. If you know what I mean? Like saying, oh, I believe in ghosts, blah, blah, blah. So, like, I'm just, like, in the neutral. Like, if I experience it, I experience it. Like, I'll tell people about it. I'll tell you about it. You know, I'll let the world know somehow.
Since your last experience, do you believe that a ghost came by and visited you?
Since my last experience, I wouldn't say, like, a spirit or ghost, like, visited me directly. I think this ghost or spirit, maybe it's my tata, my grandpa, but I feel like he visited the house, because my mom says she felt something tickle her feet when she was sleeping by herself in the room, and it felt cold. So I think that's a big indication where, like, you know, a spirit did come by.
From that, if you think a spirit came by, what questions would you ask them?
Let's say my tata, my grandpa, right? If he did come by, I would ask him, yo, is that really you? You know, to see if that's really him. And then I would really like to know, like, if he do, like, some, like, funny stuff and all that. Because, like, he's like a trickster from what I've seen growing up. Like, he likes to do jokes and all that. Like, maybe, like, flashing the lights, patting my shoulder. Like, you know, as a spirit, like, I want to see that. Maybe, like, him throw something, like a paper towel. Like roll, just the roll itself. And I'd ask him, like, you know, how's the other world? Like, is it safe? Is it cool? Is it neutral? Is it dangerous? You know, because like that part is like so unknown to us. So like, I gotta ask those type of questions too.
Another question that I have is that, do you think a spiritual energy has awareness or like a recording?
I think spiritual energies do have a type of awareness, but they can't really do anything about it. But I don't know how to really explain that in like a certain way, but per se, like you're just like floating around in like an empty house. For sure, you got the awareness to like know where to go and stuff, but like, yeah, I think they do. But is it like a recording? That's the thing. With the recording part, if it's like, if they died in a haunted house and you see them roaming around, it could be an indication of like a recording, but it could also be like them just like roaming around the house and stuff. But yeah, I think they do. I'm pretty sure they do.
Connecting through that, do you think spirits feel emotion the way we do, or in a way, is it an abstract way?
I think ghosts or spirits do have emotions, but they really can't express it the same as we can, like as humans, because like, you know, we got a full body. We can like fully move. We can express some things. And like, you know, the saying, you know, actions speak louder than words. So I feel like I think they could, but like if you see it in like a horror movie perspective, if you see an angry ghost, you know, they could like lunge at you. They could like throw poltergeists. If you guys don't know what poltergeists are, it's like they make everything in the room like fly towards you or jump towards you. So like objects and stuff. Or per se, if it was a good spirit, maybe there's a possibility you can see like a miracle and stuff like that.
From that, do you think that if ghosts exist, why don't we see them everywhere?
If ghosts do exist, or like, why can't we see them everywhere? I really think it's like a thing of like perception, or like a thing of our eyes can like fully filter. I think I believe in that, like a third eye in a sense, because like you'd be hearing some people be having these abilities, like, you know, like mediums. Yeah. So with mediums, so I'm not saying I'm a medium, but like when I first fully moved here to America, I've seen this like white lady spirit. And like in Southeast Asia, it's like pretty known to see like a white lady ghost. It's like really bad, but I've seen it walking towards my house across my street. So I was 6 years old, and when this happened, it was like about 10 p.m. at night, and I heard my mom cry. So as I look out the window, you know, I see her across the street. Now imagine a lady holding a lunch tray, like an invisible lunch tray, so her palms are both up, and she's just shaking it side to side. And she was doing that. She was getting closer and closer to the house and all that. But as soon as she stopped at a certain point on the road, a car went by and she disappeared. And even to this day, my mom kind of remembers that. So I think it all matters with like perception and all that, and like environment.
The last question that I have in this podcast is, if a ghost could feel regret, what kind of regret do you think they would have?
If a ghost were to have any type of like regret, honestly, I think it would depend on like their situation. Like, let's just say a person died from, let's just say, a betrayal, right? Their best friend kills them or whatever, and they come back. Like, I'm for sure they would feel like some sort of resentment, but also, you know, like maybe some closure to like why. But I'm not trying to justify murder and stuff, but I'm saying like I feel like ghosts could have like regrets for sure. Like another one would be like, you know, not saying I love you to your own family per se. Like if I was a dad and I died early with my family and I never got a chance to say that to my family, I feel like I would regret that, and I would want to come back and show them some type of love, you know, in a playful way, you know, messing with them, just trolling.
With all of the examples you said about believing in spirits, I also feel some type of connection in me believing in spirits, but not as strong as yours. But with all of that, this would be the end of the episode of our special guest, and I would want to give a special thanks to Josh in giving his ideas and his theories of ghosts.
I just want to say, you know, thank you for having me on this, like, podcast. Before I leave, I want to say, you know, even at the darkest time of your life, there'll always be light, man. Just keep pushing through, no matter what.
With all of that, this is DJ Untold, and thank you for listening to Open Eyes. And remember, always stay mysterious.